If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Today started with Sip trying to show us a dangling tooth.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, we had to.
Medical issues.
Well, it happened 1 minute ago, and I haven't got over the visual of that, which you did not show me, so please don't do that. I can't hear Bill.
You've got a sore tooth.
You can stick your finger in here.
Stop it.
Bill's not squeamish.
I'm not looking. No,
tooth.
Don't
we'll
show me that. I don't want to see that.
We'll do a full exam. Connor will get a light.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll do a full exam.
We can do dental work here.
It'll come out on its own like the other one did. I don't want to talk about it.
You brought it up before the show, and it's still in my mind. It concerns me. The Royals lost last night, 3-1.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Anyone getting fired today?
No, here's the problem, though. And I'm not blaming him for the loss. But you have an ace pitcher that can't stay healthy. He's not why they lost. They lost 3-1. You got to score more than one run. But Cole Ragans had left the game in the fourth inning with triceps and forearm pain, which doesn't sound very good going forward. For he's already had a lot of injuries the last couple of years. This does not look like a good sign for him. But
tricep.
The best for Cole.
Tricep and forearm.
Triceps and forearm, both.
I think Nolan Ryan ever left a game for tricep and
easy old timer. J.R. Richard never.
Yeah. Well, no, I think Nolan Ryan threw. I think he threw a no hitter at age 44. So
no
I don't
big
remember.
Deal.
Yeah, no big
tricep
whoop.
And forearm. Probably something with his footwork off the rubber.
Don't know what that would be. Don't know
off
about
the bump.
That. He was still throwing 98, so it wasn't like he was down in velocity. Something happened in the third inning, and he left the game. So we'll see what happened, but not a good sign for your ace pitcher.
Off the bump. Did you say that in Pender?
The bump is a thing. That is a thing.
Do you have altered infield?
That's that. We did. Yes, we did. They don't now. They have a very nice.
Do we have a grass?
Oh yeah, it was all yeah.
Really?
Wakefield was like the only one who really had it that we played that was all grass infield.
What position did you play?
What's that? I was second baseman.
Okay.
I was like a vacuum over there, just rangy.
I thought you were second base also.
We were both second base.
Yes, both were.
Oh yes.
The Royals won 3-1.
No, they lost 3-1.
Oh, you lost 3-1.
Game over. They lost 5-game winning streak over. If they had won last night, they were on top of the division. Now they're a game and a half back.
They were on top of the division.
On top of the division.
Wanted everyone gone. Well, got the place.
They did lose the game. So they're still looking at 1.5 games back of the Guardians. Who they'll play today, one more game before the Tigers come to town for the weekend.
You want them to win.
Yes, I do. I want the Royals to be good. Yeah. I'm a Royals fan. We carry the Royals on this station. I wanted them to be positive,
Steve,
and good.
Oh, the one thing I could add, you know Todd Walker I talked about?
Yes, Bowling Green, play-by-play.
He does haiku on his Twitter.
Okay, what did he do
before
yesterday?
Before games. I just...
Haiku.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll read you one. One of
five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I
didn't know that.
Holy... Now, hold on. How do you know that off the top of your head?
It's something you just don't forget from high school.
Haiku.
Haiku.
Hey, wait a second. Did you know that?
That
575.
No, I didn't know that. I knew what a haiku was.
That's something you remember from high school. How?
I don't remember.
I don't know why.
I'll tell you this right now. I know Mrs. Rouse, incredible English teacher. We did not cover that.
Everybody did haiku. Not Todd. Bill.
Haiku, yes, but not 575. No, we never really.
I'm sure she did. That's how haiku works, though.
I'm going to defend her.
She definitely taught that.
I don't know.
Haiku. Pre-game haiku. This one was pretty good.
Test the syllables. Steve was right. 575.
You tell me.
Okay, I'll count them.
This is Todd Walker. Okay. He's the play-by-play
Bowling
voice.
Green.
Yeah, for Bowling Green.
That was a great article.
It leads Husker Land right now.
You didn't read it.
The preview for Bowling Green is the top story in Husker Online.
I hate that. God dang, you put a lot of creamer in there.
I kind of over-creamed you on this one.
Todd Walker's the
I'll do the syllable test.
Play-by-play voice for not only Bowling Green football, but basketball.
Okay.
This was his last tweet, November 18th. I don't know if this was a basketball or football. But anyway.
Maybe football.
For the love of all.
Yep, that's thing, five.
For the love of all, things sacred to Ziggyville, gotta beat Akron.
Yeah, 575.
I doubt that he screwed
Ziggyville?
Up and went 5-6-4.
What is Ziggyville? We got to look at
Ziggyville. Might be Bowling Green. Some of them aren't that good. He wrote a lot of them.
Taking shots.
We'll bring that up when he comes on air. We read your
like all your
haikus, but some of them are very limited.
Some of them are good. Some of them are just very standard. Like Cardinals are prey. Falcons are ace predators. Darwin taught us this. It's the Bowling Green Falcons.
Ziggyville is a student-focused, high-energy section and experience at Bowling Green. They call their student section Ziggyville. How about that?
There you go.
Now we know.
Oh, here's a pretty
Bowling
good
Green.
One. Pre-game haiku. You made this moment. Make it a celebration. Deep fry the Red Hawks. That's pretty good. Took care of business and made next week a huge game. Focus on Friday. He does haiku.
Those aren't like the, I mean, they're okay.
Would you ever consider stealing that idea and you being haiku Steve?
Pre-game haiku. Post-game haiku would be great too. Wrap it up very quickly with a haiku for the game.
There's a picture of Dorian Pringle. That's a name you remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big running back.
Might be the first pick of the seventh round. Dorian Pringle's their linebacker, who's their dude. He's pretty good. I'm going to read one more.
Who's the running back?
That is Austin Dendy.
Okay. That's right. You love Dendy. Big fan of him.
Big back.
You think he could beat us all by himself?
He's 6'1", 225.
Right now, you have him going for like 230.
You have him beating the Huskers all by himself.
Yes.
With all new offensive linemen for Bowling Green.
Yeah, but the little word on that offensive line of Bowling Green, they're all, like Bill understands that you would too. They did not start last year, but they were all guys that were getting reps, kind of waiting in the wings guys. So it's not like, you know, they got some guys. They feel good about their line. They feel good about Dendy.
When are you doing the update on Ohio U? I would read that.
That's the first game.
Robin did that. And if you'd like to read it.
I don't have that kind of money. I don't have that on three.
Yeah, some of these haikus are not that great, but I do appreciate the rights haiku.
Todd Walker, thank you. Bowling Green, play-by-play man.
He is, and he's good. And he knew that team. He knows the team exceptionally well. And I'm trying to line up an interview with Eddie George.
That would be awesome.
There's some interest.
Now we get Eddie.
Now we have some interest. Okay.
What's the likelihood of that happening?
Well, here's what happened. Jake would understand this.
Did you reach out to him or the SID?
I was reaching out to an SID, never heard back. Reached out Friday of last week. No word. Nothing. I emailed and I texted. And then I finally got a text yesterday said, I'm no longer at Bowling Green.
The SID?
Yeah. So now I went to the next SID and I haven't heard back. But that was yesterday, like at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I wish you would have FaceTimed him. I would like to see you FaceTime him. Hi, Steve. Hold it. What's the background there? That looks like Eastern Michigan.
Would you ever pick up a FaceTime of someone or number you didn't recognize?
Absolutely not.
No.
Or
no,
would
no.
you?
No chance.
No chance.
No chance.
Who's FaceTiming me?
Yeah.
I think I got spammed. I got spammed from an LA number that said, it said, you're not... Why are you not picking up the phone? Did you block me? That has to be spam, right? Because you would say, how would I block you if the text went through, right?
Yes.
So it sounds like spam, right?
Sounds like something.
Some shenanigans there.
You've got a lot of dating history, too. So there's some things.
Could be.
Forget a number out there.
Why did you block me? Or you're not picking up the call? I'm like, okay. I'm not doing this one. That seems like a spam, right?
Sounds like spam to me, or somebody with bad intentions, maybe. You're probably good to not pick up that phone.
Well, it's not a phone. Yeah. I didn't text back.
Yeah, that's good. You're fine with that.
213 number.
You're fine with that. We know we talk about Mossman with Lawyer of the Stars last night.
Is that Steve Mossman?
Steve Mossman, Lawyer of the Stars. But really, like, the most famous lawyer probably in town, which Steve would have, I don't know if you ever covered and did an article on him. Hal Anderson.
Oh, yeah. My dad knows him.
Yeah, knows Hal probably pretty well.
Really well. Hal, friends.
Hal was, you know, when you talk about Greeny or whoever, and anybody in ESPN used to say, when Bob Lee showed up, if he just walked through the deal, like something just went down. That's how it was with Hal Anderson.
When he walked up there?
Somebody
got arrested.
If all of a sudden Hal Anderson showed up in the football office, it was usually something unsavory. And so... And so Hal would have to be there.
He was in the paper all the time.
He's in the paper all the time. And so me and Laura met up with Hal last night. Last night, met up with Hal Anderson, and we had a couple cocktails.
Worlds collide.
It was incredible.
I gotta tell my dad this.
He tells some stories. It's just from, and he's working full time. One of my favorite things was, how old's your dad?
My dad's like 85.
He's not that old. I'm going to guess Hal, late 70s, and we're kind of going, Hal, you got a pretty good deal. Still working full time, taking full loads on.
Well, lawyers
and,
do that.
And I'm just like, I go, man, that's a pretty good deal. You can double dip. You can take all your full Social Security. And he goes, yeah, I haven't touched my retirement yet. And I'm like,
he's upper 70s.
He's like upper 70s.
He's a lawyer.
Lawyer, but doing
he did
it for,
probably pretty
been
well.
Doing it for, oh, yeah, doing pretty well.
Pretty well.
Still doing it.
Still doing it.
I respect that.
Yeah, we picked him up at his house.
He's been doing it for a long time.
I mean, yeah, but it was incredible getting a chance to talk. I mean, this is Hal Anderson, and we were with him.
Where you went, or is that?
Okay. I'll say it. Lincoln Country Club. We're at the country club.
And you've been there before, of course, with a different reaction.
And you were there for an art show, and you were there art show, and then
you
what
saw,
happened?
You saw Harvey Perlman.
And Harvey Perlman nestled up to you at that.
Simple, a little out of context.
that will never get old, ever.
Hal Anderson. So what you got? Like, where do you go?
I think it was like the 19th something.
The hole.
19th hole, yes.
There you go, yeah, something.
Be the 19th
hole. So
it's
a good
spot.
We went there. I didn't grow up in a country club, Steve. So I'm sorry I don't know all the stuff that you grew up.
Did you
with.
Have the popcorn down there?
Did not have any popcorn. We weren't downstairs though. We were upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're sitting there with Hal, and who walks by? But Luby. Luby walks by. That's Steve Martin, and he is in the order of quarterbacks. It goes Brad Novotny, Jeff Martin, his brother, Steve Martin. Then it went Bob McQuistion, Kent Moeller, Bill Bush.
It's just Ben
at Pender.
Yeah. At Pender.
Shout out. Yeah. Wait a second, Bender. Pender.
Not a bender. Not it wasn't Pender. A bender. We weren't on a bender. We were
he had a
Pender.
Cocktail last night.
You got to do that a little slower.
It,
with those
it went. It went from early 70s. Went Novotny, Brad Novotny, Jeff Martin, Steve Martin, Bob McQuistion, Kent Moeller, Bill Bush. But I see Luby. That was what we called him.
Which one's Luby?
That's Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
And okay. Steve came through. He's a cardiologist here in town.
Good God.
So he whipped through the deal. So I yelled at him. So we had a great conversation.
Sitting with Hal Anderson, lawyer for the Stars.
Yeah.
And then a cardiologist roars through.
No big whoop.
That was the deal.
God, you had kind of a night.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Then Amy and Vic were there also. Amy and Vic were there.
Amy.
What's that? Well, I think Amy still goes, I believe, by Martinez. So I don't know if she's changed her name yet to... If I wanted to say last names, I would have done that.
You were being social.
Yes, being social.
Did you have a brandy old fashioned or not, Bill?
Had an old fashioned, just went bourbon.
Brandy.
Yeah, did not. Just went straight regular. Yes.
What do you guys counsel me? You've helped me a lot. I order old fashions and they say, well, what kind of bourbon do you want?
A lot of times I'll just give them a standard one, like a bullet or a maker's mark, or a lot of times
talk slower. Bullet or maker's mark.
Or a lot of times I'll just say house. I don't care.
Okay, that's what I often say.
It's fine.
What do you got?
Just say house. Just say house bourbon's fine.
They're not going to give you a bad bourbon.
Yeah, you're not going to get 10 high or something, which is incredible.
Okay, but I can
just say house.
You got maker's mark. If I want to sound good,
yeah.
Maker's mark?
Yeah. Yep, there we go. Just like that.
You got bullet.
Bullet.
The dog.
Buffalo Trace is a bad random thing to throw out. Nope. That's kind of your mid-range that everyone knows. The ones that we said right there, everyone knows.
Yes, Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, say that. Buffalo just be your Trace. Standard, and you're always, we don't have it. And it's whatever house. Say it like
that's,
that.
That's the proper reaction right but, there.
That's with Hal.
How late were you guys out?
A little later than expected. Yeah, it went a little longer.
So Hal's a conversationalist?
Yeah, and we had a lot of good people there, so a lot of good things to talk about. So that was fun. It's fun to ask to be around. It was like I was at the adult table, and it was really weird. You know, like that, because you're with that, because
usually with Amy me and Jake.
Amy and Vic, they're both attorneys also.
Yeah.
And now, so when you're with all these, these people
that
are so much smarter, and they're just like going, I mean.
I wouldn't give attorneys that much credit.
If I doubled, just take a shot right at your dad.
Yep.
Yeah. And Marty.
And Marty and Adam.
Yeah. That. But if I doubled my ACT, everyone in the room were still ahead of that. If I doubled.
Don't do this. You're really smart.
Don't use the ACT.
No, you've pulled some things on this show that
that's true.
Like, okay,
that's true.
Bill does this thing where he acts like he's not very smart, but then he can get.
Pulls this out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Wow. Really, how'd you get
great
that?
Great night.
That sounds fun. 19th hole. Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah,
how many people were there?
The golf course is not open yet.
It opens up in June, I believe.
Yes.
They're saying late May to early June, and then the non-members can get invited to play maybe in July, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, is it like a pub? Is that what this is?
No, it's not a pub.
I was in the whatever that was. They have a bar dining area.
Yes.
This was also another bar just down the hallway in between the main dining area and it's sweet though. The bar there is super sweet.
Yes,
staffed and everything.
Staffed. Yes. We didn't was not serve yourself. I didn't leave a
Bill's
card when I left.
An old fashioned.
Hey, here we had two bottles of wine and an old fashioned and what do we owe you? Just grabbed it myself.
Wednesday night the golf course closed.
People are getting there. They're itching to play that thing.
Oh,
goes for about a year.
And what is
they
the
did
reason?
Some renovations to the golf course.
They tore the whole thing.
They put some new bunkers in. They
new
put some water, some a stream in there at the pond.
I gotta start reading the paper. There's just a lot going on I don't know about.
Yeah, I didn't know about the stream.
There's a stream going through several of the holes now, which did not exist before.
I wonder if Lauren Swigert has one of his sets of clubs out there that just stay out there because he's got a set everywhere, and I guess.
Does he play out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Swigert's a member.
He's one of his memberships. Yeah, he's got numerous.
I'd like to know which one he goes to most because if you're
a
member.
Wait a second. He's got
numerous.
Numerous.
He's got
numerous.
Multiple.
I believe three in town.
Yes. Numerous.
Oh, Lauren's done very well for himself.
Well, he just bought a beach house in North Carolina.
Where Bill's clubs are now headed there.
That's
sadly.
Where my clubs will be.
They went North
my
Carolina.
Summer loner clubs
yeah,
will be down there.
I feel bad for you, Bill. Yeah.
They went North Carolina.
Yeah.
I know they got nice.
Probably by Belichick, probably.
Really nice beaches. Connor's with us, by the way.
He is here.
Hello, Connor.
Who we have on later?
Yes, we've got a guest at 7:30. We've got to keep on track here for time. We have Kip Kissinger, longtime college basketball ref, still going, for Nebraska Wesleyan Hall of Famer as well. Kip Kissinger.
Do you have a year on that?
Well, he's 2010 inductee to the Hall of Fame. 2010.
Inductee.
Last year playing was 1998.
As I said, 98.
Wesleyan.
Yeah.
But he's a 2010 inductee to the Hall of Fame.
A lot younger than us, but he's kind of the he's the referee of the stars. I mean, you watch college basketball, he's doing the games. I mean, he's in the middle of turn. You name it, he's the big games. He's got them.
You know what we're interested in is how did he ascend? How does one ascend?
Like, absolutely.
How do you get to that position? Are you graded? Is it how do they know who should be reffing the big games?
These are the big questions we need to know. We'll talk to Kip.
He'll be on.
And this is what is his full time occupation?
What's that? I honestly don't know.
I wonder where.
I think he's at Unico. I want to say
Unico.
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 I think. We can check with him on that.
Okay. Yeah. Connor seems to know. Yes.
Was I right in that, Connor? Thank you. Yes. Higher up at Unico. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess.
Joey.
They game plan using soil
tests. Joey's a higher up.
Yield maps and field data. They help farmers.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
It's called the right shots for the grand
right
report today.
Kip Kissinger,
738@LLC.com.
Joey's a higher up.
He is.
He's getting stuff done. But we've had like reverse spring. We're going to go high 90s in March, maybe in February.
This morning.
And then we're going to drop it way down.
43 right now.
43 degrees.
But it's supposed to.
The high today is 72. It will get warm.
Oh, not real warm, though.
It sounds beautiful.
It looks the next 10 days, I'm seeing the highest high is 84, which is not horrible. And then we have a lot of 70s. That's pleasant.
Is there any rain?
I see rain maybe next Thursday.
We are in just a mess.
So a week from today, you might have rain. 50% chance. That's all I see in the forecast right now.
Oh, man, do we need rain?
We're still in that.
Oh, we're in a drought.
We need some rain.
Oh, we're in a bad drought right now.
That's some what? Come on, Jake. You got to contribute to Idle Chit Chat.
I watched the Royals last night.
So you sit and watch.
I watched a lot of the game. They lost 3-1. But I was distracted during the game because I had to do some stuff with the pool. We got a new device for the pool to get the leaves out. It's really cool. It's very cool.
Steve, this is their own pool. They have their own pool.
Hey, the leaf contraption we got is really cool.
Really?
You hook up a hose to this device and you put it on the bottom of the pool and like you do it manually. It's not like we have a vacuum that goes, it's a robot vacuum. Every pool has one of those, I believe. But this one you do manually and it just sucks up the leaves. It's incredible.
God,
it feels
that
very
is good.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Feel very powerful.
Good.
So have you started to fill the pool yet?
The pool is filled. It's ready to go.
Okay. All right. I've been over there. I've seen. I've stood on the deck.
And Housebenders came back last night to take off the tape and do some final touch-ups. Leighton and Cade were back over. All done, completed. The deck is awesome. Thank you to those guys. Housebenders again.
Does Leighton live in Omaha or Lincoln?
He lives in Omaha.
I had no idea Leighton was even in. We didn't see him. He bumped in and do that.
The number for Leighton again, if you want to reach out, is
please.
This is Housebenders.
Would you recommend him?
Oh my God! They were so easy to work with. They did a great job. No issues whatsoever.
Was there ever a time when Elizabeth came in and?
No. These guys are professional.
Guess they're back for the ninth time, huh?
Maybe they could clean up after you.
Yeah. You could text or call Leighton at Housebenders 402-658-7887. Again, the number, Leighton Housebenders 402-658-7887. He prefers doing interior and exterior painting, but he can do anything. That's his favorite things to do, but he can do a lot of stuff.
He wants to hang some cabinets. He can do it.
Could do that.
You name it, he can do it.
Interior, exterior painting. There's a lot of that you need on a house.
But he can do more than that. That's just his favorite thing to do. And he can do decks also. He told me this. I guess I'm proud of him doing our job for us, is that he showed his boss at Hewitt, where he works full-time, the deck project, and his boss hired him to do their deck, which is way bigger than our deck. They have two decks, apparently. So he showed his boss the work they did with our deck, and he got hired to do a bigger job.
Jake and Kiewit. That's who Leighton's working for.
They make our deck look like it's tiny.
Oh, I'm
easy. He's got two of them.
That's
what Leighton told me.
A little false humility.
No, it's not. It's humility. Yeah. That's what Leighton told me last night. I said, well,
Kiewit's deck's
congrats
bigger than
that job.
Remember, I wonder how close it was for Elizabeth having to reach out, go on the deck and tell Leighton and Cade, can you guys go pick up Jake? He's at the bar. He's at the press box.
I was at the house all last night.
That's when it all started, when she sent a picture of your car in front of the press box.
That was not a great moment.
You and Carson shot.
It was a great moment, actually.
It was not a great moment. I showed up over at the house, and it was icy. Oh, man, I didn't think there was any way that marriage
that
survived.
That was not a good night.
No.
What was it like?
I
was over at neighbor Jim's at this time.
You walked in.
I walked in, and it was just kind of like, I'm finally going, like, oh, wow, she's, I go, where's Jake? Neighbors. I'm like, okay.
I believe it was.
And then I found out the next day that it got to the point where you had to take Scotland to see Rick Frager.
I did.
Because you were in so much trouble.
Yeah. I did that same night. I took Scotland to Brewski's to see Rick Frager for 20 minutes. Yeah. Who just chimed in, this, by the way, this morning. Frager's already texted in.
Wait a second.
He's listening. He says, Kip Kissinger grew up a few blocks away from me. Okay. Legendary high school hooper, great dude.
Yeah.
That's
shooter.
Rick Frager. Yeah.
Shooter.
On Kip Kissinger, who joins us at 7:30 today.
Tight elbow.
Yeah, he did.
The elbow tight.
Yeah.
He did.
Tight elbow.
Yeah.
Frager.
Yes, Rick.
Grew up close. And where would
with
this
Kip
been?
Kissinger. I don't know.
Connor's on this. Connor's listening to
I don't
to
know
that.
Where they grew up, but he says a great baller.
You're into like.
That's why he's a Hall of
Steve's
Famer.
Steve's going with flexing that I'm media. And I know how to ask questions. Like we're not working for 60 minutes.
Fairfield.
He's the reporter.
Did Frager grow up in Fairfield?
Chime back in. I don't know if that's the. It must have been.
Now we're all
Fairfield.
Confused.
Now we're all confused. I didn't know that about Rick or Kip, actually.
Okay, so I think Rick Frager grew up in Fairfield.
Chime back in, Rick. I don't know. He didn't say that.
Well, where else would he have? I mean, that's where Kip Kissinger grew up.
We'll have to check when he chimes back in.
Frager and
maybe he lived by him when he after he got out of Wesley. Maybe he had like another life moved on from high school. Maybe that was what it was. He lived close to him.
Chime in, Rick.
He's texting. He's at the bubbles going right.
Bubbles
now.
Going.
Bubbles
God,
going.
Jake gets free access to Frager
to parents.
What is that supposed to be? Free access.
That
sounds very strange.
Yeah.
what is that? That's a very odd way to describe it.
I mean, there's nobody.
He's a friend.
There's nobody. He's a friend. Look at him. He's a friend. He's a friend.
Sandy Creek High School. Kip is a bit younger than Rick. So, yes, that area.
Yeah.
Sandy Creek
has had some players now.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah.
I know Kissinger. Yeah. Wow, Frager. So, he did grow up there.
Yes. Went to Sandy Creek High School.
Okay.
This will be fun.
Kissinger is a big
one. Actually, he's actually going to come in. He's going to be live streaming in.
Oh,
just call it.
Video stream, yes.
Video streamed. We'll be able to see a face.
Now, what was his last game?
How far did he go in the tournament? He didn't do the finals, I don't believe.
The Natty.
He did the Natty?
Yeah.
Kip was.
I was going to say, you messed me up so bad, Jake.
I'm sorry.
He did the Natty.
He was at the Natty. Okay,
then,
I'm
course,
sorry.
Then Jake counters back.
I'm sorry.
Then I'm thinking maybe
he did Kissinger's National
maybe he did the NIT.
Championship ref.
Maybe he did the NIT or something. Maybe he did the crown.
Maybe. My apologies.
The Natty.
Yeah.
No big whoop.
Yeah.
He did the Natty. Wow. Yeah. Well, this will be interesting.
Talk to him in about an
hour.
This
is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And he's a Wesleyan great.
Hall of Famer. 2010 inductee.
Yeah, have him get a hold of the AD on that Eric Getzfred situation.
Maybe Kip has thoughts on that, too.
Yeah, he'll have
Eric
thoughts.
Eric Getzfred.
Kip has pull as a Hall of Famer. You could get
Getzfred, tied in.
I saw this yesterday. ESPN did their post-spring ESPN power rankings.
Yes.
And there's one of the rankings that I was just thrown off by. It's not where Nebraska was at number 8, which is I think people would take that right now for Nebraska fans. But they had Ohio State at number 4.
That's ridiculous.
In the Big Ten behind Indiana, Oregon, and USC. Ohio State is seen by many to be the favorite to win it all this year. They're another. I've seen them number 1 or 2 in different polls for top 25. But ESPN says we like them, but we have at number 4. That one surprised me yesterday.
It should surprise you.
Well, I look at things now just a lot like we were talking about that article about Nebraska.
Yep,
I really do. I look
clickbait.
At it going. Yeah, I look at it as let's just write this. Let's put them 4th. Now, could it happen? It could happen. That could be. But
of course, it could.
Didn't really have a great reason for it. You think you looked it up? It didn't have a great reason to put it.
Because Ohio State fans will go crazy. If you had USC at 4th, no one's reading it. USC fans would not care. No interest.
No.
They're going to the beach or whatever.
They lost. Ohio State obviously lost a lot on defense.
When you lose that many draft picks, and what they have 4 in the top 11? Is that right? 4 draft picks, top 11.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they did.
So it's like okay,
correct.
No, they're loaded. That's. I mean, you can't say it's wrong. You can't say that yet. But I think it will be wrong. I don't see my.
Because when you say Ohio State lost a lot, how about Indiana? They lost the first pick overall. They lost a lot.
Okay.
Oregon's got their quarterback back, so it makes a little bit of sense. USC, a little stacked up.
I'm reading this description, though. It doesn't make any sense. This is from Ohio. It says, Ohio State being slated at number 4 is quite the surprise as it returns one of the best quarterback-receiver duos in the nation in Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith. The Buckeyes opened last year with a 12-0 record, lost their last 2 games, the Big Ten Championship and the Cotton Bowl. There's no doubt the program has been thinking of that disappointing end of the season all offseason, making them a clear favorite to win the national title. Why are they 4th in the polls then? I don't get that.
That doesn't add up.
That does not add up to a reason why they would be 4th.
I have a person who emails me all the time about Ohio State.
Okay.
His name is Ross. I won't say his last name, but he's
just
very
over and over.
He's very I can show you 4 right here. He's very attuned. He knows he's a big Ohio State fan.
He
said, when I count up the players on the Ohio State roster for 2026, 50 future NFL guys is the bare minimum. As there's a few I'd like to see a little more from first. So he's saying 50 future NFL guys is the bare minimum.
If that's the case,
there's no way
that's what you're chasing.
The USC's better than them. There's no way. Now, I guess some people.
There's a lot of hype for Jaden Maiva, which I know this show we're not high in. We don't mind him, but we don't think he's elite
like some think in terms of a Heisman guy.
But there's belief that he could take a big leap as to why they're getting so much praise above Ohio State.
Next year, he says Ross, they'll have between 12 and 15 NFL draft picks, no matter what. He says who's Arthur Smith? Bill?
Arthur Smith is a longtime OC in the NFL.
He used to be the head coach for the Falcons.
That's right. I know who he is. I saw him in the spring game now that you
mentioned. He's not popular in Atlanta.
He believes Arthur Smith will be the missing piece and they'll win another championship this year. I don't like that pick. That doesn't make any sense. Ohio State's not finishing 4th. USC is what does USC have?
Maeva.
Maeva.
That's the only, they only list that one name. They list nobody else besides Maeva.
How about that game ends in Nebraska here at Memorial Stadium? And it's like, I didn't even really know that Maeva was anything more than just a middle, maybe like a, what, a solid Mountain West player. And a, after this one game,
this is
kind of the Ben Sturz thing, maybe. Him and Lemon, when the game was over, were you mystified?
Lemon did nothing.
Name a play that either one of them, you go, that was incredible.
No.
I mean, Maeva scored on a run, I know, but. I mean,
that's why that loss is frustrating.
I'm pushing back on myself on the middle class, but there's a lot of quarterbacks that may have been in the Mountain West last year that may have been better.
Well, that's why that loss is frustrating, because USC was not good away from home, and they weren't really good. It was supposed to be, it was chilly. It wasn't cold, but it was definitely a chilly game, and they don't play well away from home in the cold. And they won the game. That was very just. Now Dylan got hurt in that game in the USC territory, up 14-6.
Yeah,
it did not work early fourth quarter.
Early fourth.
Right.
But, yeah. I don't know. USC, I don't know. They might be all right. I think Bill's right. Seems like a click play.
Mentioned Lemon is gone, drafted in the first round this past year.
We didn't know he even played.
In
that game. They had no idea. First round draft pick at wide receiver. Had no idea.
I think we're giving some Sierra Wright credit for some of that. But I didn't think... He looked engaged. God, people got really mad at me on our message board for saying that. Don't you think it's just Sierra Wright took him out of it? I don't know. Yeah. I think there's an element of that for sure.
Definitely was a not great high. There was not high engagement by USC.
I didn't think so.
It really wasn't. And it's kind of like the game kind of went their way late. And
I didn't even think it was one of. Listen to now. A little bit, you could take me to task on this. I didn't even think it was a great play-calling game for Lincoln Riley.
Oh, agreed.
Okay.
No, I'm 100% agree with that.
I didn't think he got into a flow. In that game, Mekhi Lemon had 2 catches for 18 yards.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. 2 catches for 18 yards.
Now, I'd have to go back and watch the game to say, okay, was Sierra Wright mashed up on him every play?
I don't think
he was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And
I don't know.
Even if he was, that's a first-round draft pick and a free agent.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
So what was going on?
Yeah. He wasn't engaged. Jaden Maeva was 9 for 23. 135.
I'll take some heat on that one, but I'm sticking with what I said.
He had 9 completions and they won the game. He had a long flea flicker that was big in that game. A huge play that changed the fourth quarter, the tone of that.
No TDs, 1 interception.
That what was his QBR? 9 for 23.
64.
He was not good in that game.
Paltry.
Yeah.
Paltry.
And it wasn't they weren't playing against the Steel Curtain.
No.
No.
Nebraska's defense was very average last year.
They fired their coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's odd, isn't it? It's odd. I mean, Nebraska's been a top 30 defense 3 straight years. But so it's not been a disaster. But you had some of those stats are misleading, though, to me. Like 30th overall in total defense. I guess, okay, they're 30th, but I didn't see that all the time. They didn't get stops. I think it occurred to me yesterday that the thing I need to be looking at almost all the time, more that I haven't done, I'm 59, third down defense and third down offense. That's what you need to look at.
Thanks, Steve.
How often do you sit there and say, third down, this is gigantic.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like every third down.
Almost every
third
down.
Get off the field.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you know it's like 3rd and 2 and they're on the 39-yard line going, and it says like 2 down territory. Yeah. That's about the only time.
That's true. There is
one of the times.
2 down territory.
No. Other than that, no.
Third down defense, third down offense.
ESPN's ranked Indiana number 1. Let's respect the national champs. Thank you, ESPN, for putting them first overall.
Lost the first pick in the draft.
They did. Josh Hoover comes in from TCU.
I like him. We'll see, though. I did. I'm not going. Oh, he'll be exactly like Mendoza.
No, I'm not doing that. People are doing it. I'm not doing it. We'll see on Hoover.
Oregon at 2, USC at 3, Ohio State again the surprise at 4, Penn State with Matt Campbell at number 5.
How do you know?
Number 6, Michigan with Kyle Whittingham. 7, Iowa, Nebraska at 8. Number 9, Minnesota. 10, Illinois with a little drop from last year. And then 11 through 18, UCLA, Washington, Northwestern at 13, Wisconsin at 14, Maryland 15, Rutgers 16, Purdue 17, 18, Michigan State. So you play three of the bottom four teams this year, and if per these standings, these rankings, Maryland, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan State.
Yeah.
I just want you to think about when you
and Washington. They've Washington number 12.
Yeah, the only one I didn't agree with was Washington.
That's keep in no mind, one's putting them that low.
Keep in mind, it doesn't matter at all.
I mean, it also, really does. No, it doesn't. But also, when you started rattling off teams right there, there was a lot of non-excitement teams there. When you get past about number eight, and you started reeling those teams off,
yeah,
it was like, oh wow, oh wow. I'm gonna get back to your SEC claim there,
which is
you don't when you go through the bottom part of the SEC. Put down the bottom eight of the bottom eight of the SEC. Just take the bottom half of the SEC and reel those eight teams off and see how that sounds compared to the bottom of that group.
Sean, where are you? Thank you. I mean, Washington is odd, right?
I don't get them at 12. Again, it's one person's thought or one.
I don't know enough about them on defense, but they return a really good quarterback.
This seems to be a top 25 team. People think they're a top 25, like you know, 25th, not barely in the rankings, but ranked. No one sees them at 12. This is a surprise.
Which goes 12. Back to our theory on
clicks.
This is not a brutal schedule. It's not. You play those teams. They are bottom teams.
Yep,
they are. It's not like I think you know what we were wrong on those guys. Michigan State, be damned. They won it all. They won the Big Ten. Yeah, no.
What about six?
Michigan State sixth. No.
Six
chance.
Wins.
I don't. I guess study the schedule a little bit harder. But I'm saying no. But that bottom half sounds bad. That's like bad ball sounding.
Before I get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go this morning?
Early Bird.
Open right now till 2 p.m.
Your bird.
Every day of the week at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today at Early Bird, 19th and K, open till 2 p.m. When we come back, Dabo Swinney is talking once again about another team. In college football, I'll tell you what it is next in an early break in the ticket.